down my dirty stream. Still I love it, and I'll keep the dream that someday, though maybe not this year, my Hudson River will once again run clear. It starts high in the mountains of the north, crystal clear and icy trickles forth, with just a few floating wrappers of chewing gum dropped by some hikers to warn of things to come. At Glens Falls, 5,000...
The Sloop Clearwater turns 50 on Friday, otherwise known as tomorrow. It was launched on May 17th, 1969. Pete Seeger, who founded Clearwater and conceived and helped build the sloop, was born May 3rd, 1919. Yes, that makes him 100, and centennial celebrations for him are ongoing. Clearwater is calling this its 50/100 anniversary. The anniversary is the subject of a long resolution adopted last week by the New York State Senate and Assembly about Pete's legacy and Clearwater's work. To celebrate the 50th anniversary on Saturday, Clearwater is holding two public sales of the sloop, one at 11, one at 5, plus a free dockside event from 2:30 to 4:30 at the ferry dock in Beacon. There will be live music and tours of the sloop, Hudson River fish and invertebrates, as well as banjo crafting and more. Coming up in June, the 50/100 edition of Clearwater's Great Hudson River Revival takes place June 15th and 16th at Croton Point Park. Here to tell us more about all that is going on, we welcome Betsy Garthwaite, former longtime captain of the Clearwater, also a former chair of Clearwater's board. Good morning, Betsy.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful to have you on the program. Manna Jo Green is Clearwater's environmental director. Great friend. Thank you very much for being back.
My pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
And we also welcome Stephen Smith, chair of Clearwater's board. Good morning, Stephen. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you.
Great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you. All right. Let us begin and talk about the anniversaries here, which are all very cool and all very special. So, Stephen, let's begin with you as just Clearwater's work and what these anniversaries mean and the importance of what you do as a whole.
Well, Joe, we've been around now for 50 years, and Clearwater has been at the forefront of the environmental movement for many, many years. We are a not-for-profit 501c3 organization. We have 3,500 members, including almost 2,000 family memberships, which brings the number up. And I just took a look last night on Facebook. You know, we have 16,601 likes as of last night. So we're a rather well-respected organization. We have members all around the country, not just here in the Northeast. And it's been our mission to focus on the Hudson River and on the environmental conditions that affect it.
What is the climate right now of working, of doing the work that you do? Of is it easier? Is it harder? Is it about the same? Where are we?
Yeah, I feel we're in a very difficult time, but at the same time, it's rather inspiring because so many people care about what is happening to the environment now. So many people look at some of the changes that have occurred over the last few years, and they say, hey, you know, this is going the wrong way. I want to get involved. So I find our membership is increasing. The interest is increasing. I think many people like I said, we have 16,000 likes and 3,000 members. What does that mean? 16,000 people care, but only 3,000 have actually stepped up and said, I want to be involved. And I think that number is increasing because of what we're seeing.
Manna, tell us about what you think. What would your answer to that question be of where we are right now?
I think, as Steve said, this is a critical time. In addition to all of the direct potential and actual insults on the Hudson River, storm surge barriers being proposed to block off the harbor for supposedly to protect against sea level rise and storm surges. The fact that Newburgh's water is contaminated with PFOS, and if you go up and down the river, there are many, many threats. But really well-organized collaborations between Clearwater and our partner organizations to protect the river. And then we also have the overarching global climate crisis. So sure. I think that our work is increasingly important. It's always been a question of solve this problem and another one pops up. But I think we're doing good work, doing important work, and I think when people see that beautiful sloop sailing up and down the river, it is symbolic, and hopefully, as Steve suggests, they will get directly involved, and there's plenty to do.
As we mentioned, the 50th anniversary of the sloop will be celebrated on Saturday. There's going to be two public sails of the sloop, one at 11, one at 5, a dockside event from 2:30 to 4:30. Betsy, tell us a little bit about the special nature of the sloop and why it, as Mena said, is such a beautiful symbol.
Well, as many people know, the Clearwater is a replica of the cargo-carrying vessels that sailed the Hudson in the 18th and 19th centuries. And as a former captain and someone who's done a tremendous amount of research about the history behind the building of the sloop, I can tell you that at that time, people weren't, I think Clearwater might have been the first traditional sailing vessel to ever be wedded with an environmental purpose. And that was really Pete's genius, because there were members of the organization at that time who thought that wouldn't this be a great way to build this replica to celebrate our historic and cultural heritage and sail it around and have waterfront festivals everywhere. But the fact that Pete saw beyond that and realized what a role the sloop could play in the environmental movement was just brilliant foresight on his part. And I have to say that 50 years is a very long time for a wooden sailing vessel to be with the same not-for-profit. Being from that world, I can tell you that there are a number of historic vessels or replica vessels that have been with one not-for-profit that's folded, and then it's been resurrected with another group of people. And I think it's a tribute to our members and how loyal they are to the ideals of the organization and to Pete.
What was that maiden voyage like?
Well, I wasn't there.
Yes.
But
I'm told you're the person that knows everything about it.
Well, I don't know everything about it, but I can say that it was a difficult, very demanding voyage, because not only did the crew, many of them who were not sailors at all, not only did they had to move the boat from port to port, they were still creating more livable living spaces below decks, making all kinds of changes to the rigging as they went along, and giving concerts almost on a daily basis. And those were fundraising concerts to help pay off the shipyard costs. So many of the crew on board were musician friends of Pete's.
And for you and your experience of being a captain of the sloop, what is it like to be in charge of that vessel?
It's really quite a thrill. And once I became a captain and I had served on the crew for many years, I began thinking of every sail, every time I took the sloop out with a group of passengers, that I was actually creating performance art. Because you've seen all those beautiful Hudson River School paintings, right, of the sloops from the 19th century. And I was creating a painting in live time. And, you know, there would be people who would wave to us from shore, you know, Amtrak engineers who would toot their whistle when they saw us on the river. And I just love the fact that we are this fixture that people look to the river from the train to see if they can catch a glimpse of the sloop.
Of course, another part of this anniversary is the 100th anniversary of the birth of Pete Seeger, such an icon, but such a part of Clearwater and your founding. Mena, tell us a little bit about that and how Clearwater is celebrating and will continue continue to celebrate the centennial?
I want to say that, you know, as a follow-up to when Pete had this vision to create a sloop, to bring people to the water, to get them to see it and appreciate it and care about it, back in 1969, the river was a foul sewer of a water body. And one of the first things we did was sail up and down the river and collect signatures. And then he and the crew took those signatures down to Washington, D.C. and held an impromptu concert in the halls and forum in the halls of Congress. And that was considered the turning point in the Clean Water Act. So we have been carrying forward that mission to not only protect the ecology of the Hudson River, but the well-being of everyone everyone in its watershed. And I think that one of the next best ways that people can participate directly would be to volunteer at Revival and help us carry the message of this watershed protection and also protecting the well-being of, as I say, everyone. And when I say everyone, I mean all the critters as well as the people living in our watershed.
This event, of course, the that is happening June 15th and 16th, the Great Hudson River Revival. This is an annual event. It's been an amazing festival over the years. So what can we look forward to this year? In not that much time, I will say. It's going to be June 15th before we know it.
Okay, so Mavis Staples, Ani DeFranco, Railroad Earth, The Wailers, Lone Bellow, etc., and a dance stage, a marketplace, a green living expo, a children's area, international food, and it's just... you know, an event that is not to be missed and a great way to spend Father's Day weekend, either day, Saturday or Sunday.
A lot going on.
A whole lot going on. And not being a person that has been involved with Clearwater as long as Betsy, I can tell you that it is really exciting to be there. If you've never gone, you should go at least once in your lifetime because it is a phenomenal festival. And it's not just a music event. It's also an environmental event. It's a learning opportunity. It's a socializing opportunity. And I think it's head and shoulders above any of the other music festivals that are out there.
Well, let me give information so everybody can find out what's going on. To celebrate the 50th anniversary on Saturday, May 18th, Clearwater is holding two public sales on the sloop. More information is available at clearwater.org. Coming up in June is the 50/100 edition of Clearwater's Great Hudson River Revival, taking place June 15th and 16th at Croton Point Park. Information at clearwaterfestival.org, clearwaterfestival.org. Those links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. But again, clearwaterfestival.org and clearwater.org for more information. Betsy, Garthwaite, Manager Green, and Stephen Smith, I thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you all on the program.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
For you to be here. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.